Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. So much to get to from this weekend. All right, what's the good of the day?
You know what? I got to give it up to Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, my man. My man.
Even though, despite the Lions losing another heartbreaking game, I mean, the Lions really are in most of these games. I think last week might have been the only one they weren't ever really in.
Right.
But the emotion that Dan Campbell showed during his postgame presser is why I think the Lions are going to be okay. And why
he
I don't
was really
think,
emotional.
And I don't think you can get rid of him. I don't think this is a guy like we have a lot of. We sometimes get a first-year head coach, and it's easy to fire him, easy to replace him, or he's
right.
Just you're looking at him as just a placeholder because you're waiting for the next guy. I mean, I look at Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, there's a good chance he's not going to even finish this season.
Yeah, you end up you hire sometimes these guys, build the program up, and then you know like an Andy Reid takes over or somebody
yeah.
like some big name coach that's got some. A lot of wins under their belt and has got, some,
becomes
you know,
available.
Got some resume is available for whatever reason. And you go, oh, well, I'll take over now that you've built this roster up. Thanks for everything.
But I get the feeling that Dan Campbell is going to be here for a while because, I mean, he's emotional about the game. He is fighting tooth and nail for his players. He wants his players to do well. And I see his players responding to him.
Yeah,
like they're playing for him. I mean, two losing seasons or two seasons of this, I don't know if he survives that, but I definitely think he survives this season. That was great to see.
He really was. I mean, that was a tough loss. I mean, they had that in the bag, and then Minnesota kicked that field goal and won, and then he was really emotional afterwards. And I got to admit, same thing as you. I feel myself pulling for this guy, and there's no other reason to. I mean, they're not
no.
a good football team other than – And you know what? And I've been down this road with coaches who are rah-rah before, but there's something about this guy I like. I like the way they're playing for him, and I'm pulling for him. There's something about him I enjoy. So I was with him on the emotion yesterday.
I mean, he's the biggest star on the team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I know Jared Goff is the quarterback. I couldn't name you another Lion.
It's funny because, Jared Goff, like, how angry would you be if you, like, led a team to a Super Bowl – and they didn't believe in you enough to keep you around. They found someone like all right, we're going to get another new quarterback now. Thank you. Goodbye. And they send you to a team that's rebuilding where you're not even really going to be the star. Like they don't even the team you're going to, if they were honest, they would say, you're not really the guy we want.
you know,
like we're kind of hoping for whoever down the road. That's going to be tough. And yet,
I mean, very easily you look at it, like if they continue their ways, like this season, maybe they get a win, maybe two, they're in for a high draft pick. They might draft a quarterback and say, here you go, Jared Goff, we're getting your replacement now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can very easily say that. And Jared Goff, I have a feeling, is on the cusp of being that journeyman quarterback, just bouncing from one team to another. Because, I mean, he's better than a lot of backups that are on teams right now, and
sure.
People would love him as their backup, but at the same time, I don't see him with that star potential.
Yeah, I'm with you. And sometimes that you know, accepting that, you'll make a lot of money in this league. Lots of money. And every now and then you'll get your moment.
Yeah.
You just won't get your moment all the time. You'll have to put up with the press and the media and everybody's adulations for the superstars, but you can make a lot of money hanging onto a clipboard and then going in when the inevitable happens and doing pretty well.
I mean, maybe you become Ryan Fitzpatrick who has had a good career.
Very good career. Harvard educated man made a fortune.
Yeah.
Doing this.
He knew his role.
Remember Steve DeBerg was like this too. Remember DeBerg was in his 40s. Just he was always on a roster somewhere. Always on a roster.
Or who was the Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub,
just retired.
Yep, exactly.
Didn't even know he was on the league.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I got to go Giants. I mean, this is proving that you can't have nice things. Sure,
no.
You know, you had a great win last week against the Saints. You know, it was an even number week, so we knew the Saints were going to lose, which, by the way, odd number week. Jameis Winston performed well.
That's right. Just good point.
Saying, I think since there's 17 weeks, they're finishing, let me do my math, 9-8.
You might be on to something.
Is it 9-8? No, 8-7.
Yeah, it'll be 9-8 or 8-7, depending on, yeah. So.
And I can't carry the one here. So, if you didn't watch yesterday, first it was Daniel Jones or was it Saquon Barkley? Who went down first?
I think it was Barkley.
Barkley went down first. I mean, his was just running off the field, stepping on the opposing team player's foot and rolling his ankle. And then, obviously, you know, Fox has to show us said ankle. That was a big bubble on the side of his ankle.
No doubt.
I'm not sure what his timetable is, but definitely a sprained ankle. He might be playing on maybe he's going to play on the hurt ankle, but one thing we've learned from him, I don't know if he has the toughness involved to do so.
You know, no, I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm not wanting to question, because listen, I could never be an NFL running back.
Oh no.
But, you know, it does seem kind of odd. I mean, the guy just, you know, I don't know. He just hasn't really came back yet from his knee injury last year and rolls the ankle pretty badly. That's a bad sprained ankle.
Yeah, no doubt.
So who knows how long he's going to be out. Then you have Daniel Jones, who was trying to, a bootleg rollout? Not a bootleg, yeah. But just a rollout, trying to get into
trying
the
to
end zone.
Get a little extra into the end zone. And
he threw his helmet into the other guy, and, man, at first it didn't seem that bad until you see that video of him walking back to the huddle and almost stumbling and falling.
You know what's funny, too, is that slow motion makes it look 1,000 times worse. It looked like his head just was, like, crushed and twisted and all that. Yeah, and then he's in the protocol.
Yeah, that was an easy call, too.
without question.
Like, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman says, like, yeah, the NFL is going to see that. They're going to radio that one quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, I don't know. Giants just can't have nice things. That's where we're at now.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm going to give it to France.
What did France do?
France right now is covered in garbage.
Why? Is strike?
Yes, I'm going to call them sanitation workers, even though the article I read called them garbage workers. I'm sure there's a French term for that, you know, garbage, whatever. They're on strike, and they have been on strike for a month now. Would you like to know the reason why they're on strike?
Yes.
They refuse to work more than 21 hours a week.
Mon Dieu, how dare they? What is this?
I guess that's been their work week forever, is just 21 hours a week. But listen, you know, there's probably more people living in France now. Garbage is piling up a little bit more, but they say, hey, 21 hours a week, that's our limit.
Is 21 hours a week the standard work week in France? Because we like to think 40 hours is universal, but it
isn't. Yeah, no, it's not. Right? I mean, we know that, like, in Spain, for instance, there's siesta during the middle of the day. So I don't know how long they're, but they work later. So businesses are open later because they do take, like, a two-hour lunch
break. So it's like 4 hours a day.
Basically.
Yeah, a little over 4 hours a day.
Can you imagine your neighborhood, your city, and the sanitation workers there, the garbage men there, only working 4 hours a day?
Well, can I tell you,
I can't imagine them doing 4 hours just in my neighborhood.
How much power do these waste collection people have? Like, to think you could, like, nobody wants this. Like, nobody's okay with this. Like, for example, remember in the 80s when the air traffic controllers went on strike?
Yeah.
Remember that? And Reagan fired him. He's like, we can't have it. Sorry. You can't have it. You have to go to work. I'm ordering you to go to work. If you don't go to work, you're fired. And they didn't go to work and he fired him. Because he's like, this country's not shutting down over this. And you can argue for or plus against it. That's not really what I'm saying is. But imagine if you are now, let's say you didn't fly. You never had to fly. There's really no reason to get on a plane. You didn't care, right? But everybody cares about this. If no one picks up your garbage, what are you going to do with it? Take it to the dump yourself? Maybe, I guess.
I guess.
That's what we did when I was younger. I mean,
the way that's happening, France legislation was petitioning for them to work 35 hours a week.
That's 14 hours more than what they're used to?
And they're like,
were they paying them more?
I don't know if they're paying
them
more.
Probably not.
But also, I mean, they do things a little differently over there because they also get 9 weeks paid vacation.
Okay, but you know what though? Here's the problem. You and I are putting our own experiences into them.
No, that's true.
Right? Like we're like, man, you only work 20. For them, they're like, yeah. Why would I work more? And then they have every right to look at us and go, why do you guys work 40?
Yeah. What are you trying to like, accomplish?
And we're like, you know, I have no idea.
So you're saying we should go on strike?
And we go, you have 9 weeks vacation, and they're like, why do you guys only get 2? And we go, again, I have no idea. Like we have to stop pretending like our standard is the one everyone should be compared to. Maybe theirs is the right one for a proper balance of work and leisure. And if you grew up in a culture, if you grew up in France where that was the norm, that's a normal work week, and then they throw 35 hours on you, and you have nothing else to reference that increase to, meaning you never worked 40 hours a week, so you're still feeling like you're taking getting a free 5 hours, then I can understand why they're upset.
True.
Right?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
It would be the equivalent of if everybody who works a 40-hour week, if the people just went, work 60. And you went, okay, can I get more money? No. You're like, wait, whoa. And then imagine another country going, 60? Lazy Americans. We work 100. Right? We would go, but I can see their argument a bit.
Yeah, it's very true.
Only through their lens, not through my lens.
Yeah, because here, if we had that option, 21 right? hours a work week, we'd be like, sign me up. Where do I sign? Right?
Where do you go? You know?
9 weeks paid vacation, I'm out.
Absolutely. 9 weeks, that is a tremendous amount of vacation.
Yeah. Well, they got to go on holiday.
Yeah. Do you get to a lot of stay vacations where you're like, honey, I can't afford to go to the beach again? We just went 2 weeks ago.
I got to plan
another trip for this family? What are you kidding me?
9 weeks. That's.
I'm staying home. We're doing nothing. I'm going to watch French television and drink wine.
We'll watch American football.
Right. We'll watch American football. That's it. Stay up late.
Get into that. Try to figure out the little nuances and why everyone's always talking about Jacksonville. I guess they're a good team.
I guess, right? Exactly. Well, good luck, France, with the trash pickup. Hope it works out for you.
I know.
That's scary.
But, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you know, they already complained that France smells anyways. Now you got trash on top of that.
That's amazing. Ye gads. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday. We'll talk more NFL and get into a little bit in the college game because, boy, that was fun on Saturday, wasn't it? We'll talk about that next on Wake Up Call.